Winter in Wyoming typically means a slowdown of visitors and tourism. But with the pressure of the state's dropping revenue, some communities are looking for ways to stabilize. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports that one city realized how a new winter event isn't only fun, but helps to boost the economy.
On a cloudless February morning, Sheridan residents and visitors packed onto Broadway Street's sidewalks behind bright orange barricades that blocked a long ice path down the street. Skijoring horses, riders, and skiers lined up around the start line at the north end of the road.
You see the riding?
To the second annual Wyo Winter Rodeo. On behalf of the County of Sheridan and the Wild Rodeo Board, it's my pleasure to welcome you here today.
The first time the city hosted the Winter Rodeo and Skijoring Race through downtown, they didn't know if people would show up, let alone if it would be a success. But it ended up bringing in an estimated 6,000 people on one of the historically worst weekends for tourism in the area. Sheridan Travel and Tourism Executive Director Sean Parker says this year's Winter Rodeo grew a lot, because it was clear to him that after last year, the people wanted more. He says the event is doing what he intended it to do, changing the way people view Sheridan in the winter.
We've always been really known for outdoor recreation in the winter, but it's kind of limited to skiing and snowmobiling and cross-country skiing and those kind of things. So now when you have something to do in town, in the community, we can really start to expand out and attract people who maybe want to embrace Sheridan's culture, which is similar all year long, but then see something really, really cool.
After last year's winter rodeo, some local businesses reported historic revenue days in a time when they'd usually just be trying to get by. Luminous Brewhouse taproom manager Catherine Law says last year's event was the highest daily revenue Luminous has ever made.
January through March is known to be one of the slowest seasons, not only for craft breweries, but for businesses in general in Sheridan. And so for us, by the end of the month of February, it was equal to our normal pace months in the summer and in the fall.
Law says with the extra boost, they were able to tackle some to-do items at a time when they typically start penny-pinching. PO News and the Flagstaff Cafe is a couple of blocks away from the main action. Mark Demple owns and operates the business that's been around since the early 1900s. He says for a major event to come over the winter means a lot.
What we experienced last year, when we were looking over past years in February, we eclipsed our revenue numbers last year over previous years when there was nothing going on.
Dan McCoy is an associate lecturer in the Outdoor Recreation and Tourism Management degree at the University of Wyoming Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources. He says there's a tourism revenue drop-off over the winter in most communities throughout Wyoming, unless they're a major winter recreation destination, like Jackson.
Their tax revenue actually also drops off in the wintertime, just not as precipitously as some of the smaller communities who rely more heavily on summer tourism.
McCoy says that efforts, like the one in Sheridan, can reduce those peaks and pits and make revenue steadier year-round. But McCoy adds that success can't just happen overnight. It can take years to build crowds, and communities all together have to buy in to make the event successful.
Your local destination marketing organization can really help getting the community involved to offer a longer option so that there's multiple events on multiple days can really help move the needle. It also takes a lot of work and takes a lot of people from the community coming together to pull these things off, especially in the wintertime.
That community commitment is a big point for Tim Barnes, the co-founder of Blacktooth Brewing Company. Barnes says these winter revenue spikes just don't happen either. Businesses have to invest.
There's a lot of activity and revenue that's generated from it, but it's also predicated on the amount of effort and expense that's attributed to it as well.
In fact, in Sheridan, the building of a $50,000 skijoring course is donated by a local concrete contractor. There are countless volunteers helping the day of the race, and still the city has to make some investments, like new safety barricades, budgeting nearly $12,000 for labor and equipment, and extra police. And beyond that, they have to come up with a plan to pay for it all. Those barricades can be used for other events, and grant funds are being used to pay for the police overtime. But Sean Parker with Travel and Tourism says they aren't done expanding the winter rodeo. Next year, they want to hold an outdoor hockey game north in Ranchester or Dayton.
We want everybody to share in this. And it does. It impacts everybody in the community but we want everybody to get a piece of this action.
And to keep expanding this new winter tradition, it will take even more planning and investment. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.